Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Claude Debussy wrote his Children's Corner especially for his kid, his daughter Emma Claude, better known as Chouchou. A lot of classical music was written just for kids. You probably know Peter and the Wolf. Maybe you've heard it on a recording or at a concert. Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev wrote Peter and the Wolf for the Central Children's Theater of Moscow. In fact, Prokofiev wrote the story of Peter and the Wolf and the music. When Maurice Ravel composed music for children, it was based on stories that already existed. Mother Goose. The French call Mother Goose Ma Mère Loire. Mère is French for mother, and Loire is goose. English composer Roger Quilter used Mother Goose, too. He put tunes from a bunch of nursery rhymes into his children's overture. Speaking of children's books, English composer Alan Rideout made a wonderful musical version of Ferdinand, the story of the bull who was more interested in smelling flowers than in fighting.
Once upon a time in Spain, there was a little bull. And his name was Ferdinand.
The children's story about Goldilocks and the Three Bears found its way into a piece by English composer Eric Coates. You can even hear the orchestra ask, "Who's been sitting in my chair?" I'm sure you have books that you remember mostly for the pictures. A man who did drawings for children's books came up with a ballet story that Ottorino Respighi set to music, The Fantastic Toy Shop. There's no story involved in Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, but there is a description of all kinds of musical instruments.
Here comes the brass family, the trumpets, the horns, the trombones, and the tuba.
Several composers besides Debussy wrote sets of piano pieces describing children's toys and stories. First came Robert Schumann's Album for the Young. Here's his March for Wooden Soldiers. Tchaikovsky also wrote a children's album. It has a march for toy soldiers, too. If you prefer dolls to soldiers, Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos put a whole set of dolls into his piece Prole do Bebê, The Baby's Doll Family.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's the doll in Debussy's Children's Corner that dances the cakewalk, the gollywog. Cakewalk is just one dance that pops up in a non-dancing piece of classical music. Next week, we'll listen to a lot more of them. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for non-stop dancing on Classics for Kids.